defence have been playing particularly well in recent weeks, and I think Anthony Gardner, more than anybody, is getting a lot of praise from the supporters. Just how well has he been playing since he joined this club?
Well, Anthony's an experienced player. He's got a wealth of experience and ability that we're probably seeing the best of at this moment in time, which is good for us. And you know, you talk about the defence and keeping clean sheets, but it's the team, it's the whole team, because you know, we do defend from the front and they're the first line to break. So I think everybody contributes in it in some way. But no, we've just got to keep it going, as I said all along.
Is that at the heart of everything? You know, the success that you've had recently, that fact that everybody is sort of working towards making you a very solid unit?
It's staying in games. It's being in with a shout of winning the game. Probably early part of the season, you know, we'd be a goal down or two goals down, and that's not staying in it. And on Saturday was a prime example. The longer you're in the game, the more chance you've got of winning it, really. So there's a good confidence around the place. Everybody's feeling good. They know what they've got to do, and they know how, you know, the positions now, and we can chop and change to a certain degree where everybody feels comfortable.
Are you a little bit more ruthless as well? Because it's not like you weren't in these games earlier in the season. It's just that there might be a tight 0-0, Nottingham Forest away being a good example, where you end up losing the game. But now you're drawing or winning those, aren't you?
I don't think it's being more ruthless. I think it's we've stopped being naive. But when we were losing the games, and yeah, you just pointed out that we weren't playing that badly, in all honesty. And that's what we kept on the road we were on. Eventually, you know, it had to turn, and thankfully it did. But I think we're not as naive as what we were, and we're not making as many mistakes as what we are and or what we were doing. So that's important. But that's a team growing, and now there's a group of players here that, you know, they've been together long enough now to know what to do. And when you are promoted, it's a natural progression. Everybody thinks that you're going to do really well and you're going to storm the league and everything else. But when you're making changes and you're trying to change a culture and an ethos within a football club, sometimes it just takes a little bit longer than what people would like.
One player who's sort of become part of the furniture really at this club is Lewis Buxton. Has he's been another consistent feature for you this season, hasn't he?
Well, Lewis is one of them players that, you know, whenever you play him, he's a 6-7 out of 10 every week. He's very consistent with it. And when he has his blip, he bounces back, you know, straight away, which is good. And that's the consistency. But I think he's been doing that, you know, as long as I've known him at this football club. And I mean, you know, when I've come to play against him, he's always someone that's been solid, reliable. And the one thing Lewis is, he's a very, very good professional. So he works so hard at his game, he works so hard at his fitness, his other things that he has to do. And that rubs off on people, but no, he's been very, very consistent. But they all have. I mean, you know, Pewey coming in for Reader and everything else. They're good pros, and they know what's expected, and that helps you along the way.
How important is it to have players that have been associated with a club for a period of time? Do you put any relevance into that at all? Because the fans tend to be able to associate players that have sort of they've become familiar with, I suppose.
Yeah, it's important that you have players. As long as you've got players at your football club, it means that you must be doing something right. Or you've been silly and giving them stupid contracts and they're here forever. But I think, you know, with Lewis and that, he's been here a long time. And to stay at that football club for a long period of time, you have to be doing well. And he's done that, and that's why he gets his contracts that he does.
You sort of talk about building and growing. You know, players who are 6 or 7 out of 10, like Lewis Buxton, are they the players that you'd perhaps like to keep moving forward as you do try and build this club?
Well, you're asking me, we sort of have a contract? Yeah. You just got a different way around asking,
yeah,
no? Look, we'll sit down with Lewis when the time is right, and we've said that with every player that's had a contract. And Lewis is a stalwart of this football club. He's been, as I said, very consistent year in, year out. Yeah, he might have had his little periods where every player does that, but for a player to stay at a football club for any length of time, you know, they're good pros that you want around. You don't, they're your reliable ones. They're the ones that you know when people are coming in, the ones that people look up to, the kids will look up to them. And Lewis is a prime example because, as I said, you know, he's probably one of the first in and one of the last out. He works so hard at it. Sometimes in the past, maybe he worked a little bit too hard and he'd pick up niggles and everything else, but he knows his body now, and and that experience can only help this club.
It'll be 1 year, I think, since you took over at this football club at the weekend. So what has the last 12 months been like?
Hard. I won't say it's been easy. It's been difficult. I mean, it was difficult times when I arrived because of, you know, circumstances. It's always difficult at a football club, isn't it? The time that you've got it easy is probably the time that you've got to be eased out the door, I would think. But no, everybody's working really hard here. I've enjoyed my year here, but it has been hard and it's been, you know, difficult because of, again, you know, financially we have to be diligent in what we do and make sure that we get the right players in or whatever. But slowly but surely, we've been seeing a turnaround within the club. And that means that the club must be moving forward. And as long as we, you know, at the forum the other day, and I said that, if you can get it all done in one fell swoop, it's, you're a very lucky person. And only hard work and graft and a little bit of know-how here and there will give you what you want to achieve. And that's what everybody here is trying to do.
It has been a successful first year, though, hasn't it? Pretty successful.
Yeah, I think it's been a successful year. It'd be even more successful once we're all safe and we know that we're going to be in this division, or, you know, and really push on for this football club. But yeah, I mean, promotion within a year has always been successful, but we want more than that. We want to push on and we want to build and we want to make it stronger. And that's, if you employ me, that's what you get. You get a builder. And every club I've been at, I've certainly left in a far better situation than when I started. And that's, I'm proud of that, and I'd want to do that here.
There have been tough moments as well, and you've sort of come through those. Are you surprised that those tough moments arrived, or did you always expect it at a club like this?
You expect tough moments, even at, you know, you're running a top club. It doesn't really matter what club you're at. You'll always get your tough moments, how you deal with it. As I said, we had a plan, and when the tough times come, the secret really is not to chop and change and lose sight of what you're doing, because then you're all over the place and you might as well just put a blank piece of paper down again and say, right, let's start all over again. We did have a plan. We do try and look for a certain type of player, for a certain way of playing and everything else, and that's not easy. It's easy if you've got millions and millions, and when you look at some of the clubs, even in our division, the money that they spent to try and get where they all want to go is like phenomenal. I mean, you know, are we jealous of that? Yeah, and a little bit envious, but that's what we're trying to get to. But we've just got to do it a different way. And there's nothing wrong in doing it that way. And sometimes you appreciate it more than, you know, doing it with just throwing money at it. And if it doesn't work, then, you know, normally you're out the door and you've gone. So I take great pride in what I've done at all the football clubs I've worked at. I take great pride in here of trying to build something and change it. And then, you know, the day that I leave, the one thing I do know is that the club will be better off for it, as it has done in all the other clubs I've left. And I don't see why I should change that mindset. But along the way, I need good people around me, good staff, which I've got here, good auxiliary staff, i.e., you know, you look at, you know, even the food that's served here, the cleaners. It goes all the way through the football club. And you build up a relationship with all them people, and then you've got a happy camp. And a happy camp normally breeds players that want to stay and want to do well, i.e. the likes of Lewis Buxton's and that. Because everybody wants to be at a good club. And that's what I'm trying to achieve here, is a strong football club that, you know, isn't just going to be for 12 months and then change and then change again after 12 months. Otherwise, you don't get the stability. I'm trying to give the club the stability to grow and be strong.
You talked about the staff there, and obviously one of the more recent additions is Stuart Gray. You know, how much of an influence has he had since he came here?
Well, I mean, a lot of people will pinpoint, you know, the change, but the team was already on the up. Stuart comes with an experience more so than what probably Wilco and Tomo had, because they're learning their trade along the way. So when things are not going as well, we made a decision that maybe a more experienced head alongside, just not with the coaching, not with anything else, just with maybe a little word in your ear or here, that, you know, just to try and pinpoint it. But there's good staff, and Stuart's part of that makeup now. I've worked with Stuart over a period of time for maybe 8 years, you know, so it's not that I didn't know him. I had a good relationship with the likes of Terry. And they're the experienced ones now, the next crop. is your Paul and your Tomos and other people like that. They're coming through the club. Your Lee Bullens that are on that learning curve. And it's important. But Stuart's been through, you know, he's been a manager, he's been a coach, he's had his ups, he's had his downs. He knows what it's all about. As a coach, if you've not experienced that, then you know your only experience that you can give is as a coach or a player or an ex-player. And maybe we just needed a little bit more than that. But he's slotted in really well because I've worked with him before and I know him.
I don't know if this is something you've ever been asked about, but is Stuart sort of, is he sort of here for the long term or is it just to the end of the season? What is his situation?
Well, he's signed till the end of the year and then we'll sit down and we'll renegotiate. I'm sure Stuart would, you know, ask him. I mean, he's, you know, he's his own man. Mm. At the end of the day, I say enough of them without answering questions for him as well. Mm. The good thing here is that we all get on really well, but we're not frightened to say our piece. And I encourage that. I encourage people, my coaches, I don't want just yes men all the time. I want people just to say what they feel. If they think someone's gone wrong, then we'll try and all sort it out. And that's what they all do here. And that's right through the club, you know, and that's important because when we have our meetings, like we've got one today, we have one every month, then people have got to be able to air their differences or whatever it is. I don't hold grudges in any way, you know. As a manager will tell you, you very rarely do anything wrong, but I'm sure that the coaching staff will say different. And that's what I encourage. I want people to air their differences if there's something not right. And I think that's important because it gives them an opportunity to be and feel part of the club that's growing.
Could you just tell us about the impact that Leroy Leeds has had? Because he's been very productive, hasn't he, in front of goal since he arrived here?
Leroy comes with an experience that, you know, he's done it all his career. He's, you know, everybody you speak to will always say he's a goal scorer. And I'm sure there's people that will always say he could have done something else, something better here. There's nothing stopping him from doing that now. You know, while you're playing, you've always got the opportunity to keep learning and keep getting better. But again, he comes with an experience of knowing where the back of the net is. And we felt when we went through our period that it always had to be a wonder goal. You know, he scores the scruffy ones, the ones that little half chances, the ones that, you know, people pay big money for because they have an instinct for that, a nose for that little, you know, might just happen. But he loves putting the ball in the back of the net. And all the youngsters here and all the other players can learn from that. And that's the beauty of bringing in good players. When you bring in good players, the others, if they've got anything about them, should learn from it. Certainly the younger players, and we encourage that a lot here. They train with us. Some of them are training with us again today. And if they're not wise enough to learn from that, then, you know, they shouldn't be in the game. Because it's a great opportunity to go and play or be up against someone like Leroy, who's got that experience. Is an old head as well. He'll pull the youngsters around and tell them where they should go if you're playing alongside them. So he doesn't have to do that little bit extra running. But that's all part and parcel of learning your trade. But no, he's been a big impact because of the goals he scored.
Could you sign him permanently in the summer?
Listen, we can do anything we want. It's whether we can do it. There's another thing, whether the other side want to do it. But at the moment, all we're concentrating on is keeping the run going, trying to get as far away from the bottom as we possibly can and see how far this club can actually go. Because depending on what happens and where we finish and as high as we finish, then that sets the tone for the following season. That's your benchmark, and that's what we're all trying to do here. We're trying to figure out what's the benchmark, what's the best plan of attack for next season, and which players will be available, and what formation, what type of player we're all looking for, and what's the format and the way we play. And I think when you look at the way we're playing, you know, probably since the day I walked in the football club, it's there for everybody to see. It's, you know, I do like attacking football, but within that, I also like a good team that will defend hard.
Mm. And you have had to adapt as well at times, haven't you? Without sort of getting into too many specifics.
But listen, once the ball moves, forget tactics, forget formation. Not forget tactics, but forget formations. Because once that ball moves, players move around and you've lost the shape anyway. Yeah. So it's about players doing their job and knowing their roles as well. And also being able to adapt if the other team have got something different that is causing you a problem. Having players that can adapt to that and adapt pretty quick. But don't forget, it was you who said to me, how long is your learning curve? It's a big curve, believe you me. You never ever stop. because you're always bringing players in, there's always young players developing, there's always players that are in the first team, so the curve never actually stops. It's how quick you can get around that curve.
How is Connor coming along? Is he getting stronger?
I think he's getting more game time, which is important. He's not had a lot of football this season. And people forget the age of him as well. So, you know, he's still a young boy and he's still learning his trade. But the more he plays, the more stronger he will get, the less he'll be out of breath at certain parts of the game. And it's game time that everybody looks for. And it doesn't matter how much training you do, you can never recreate that game time. Don't ask me why, it's just there. It's like penalties, you know, you practice penalties all day. But when it comes to the big stage, you know, it's in front of 30-odd thousand people, you can't recreate that in training. So the more game time he gets, the better he will become. And we think he's getting stronger, he looks stronger, and he's more relaxed around the place and around the lads now. And as a young 19-year-old player coming into a football club, certainly it's as big a club as this and everything else, it's, you know, it is difficult to adapt and change. But he's done it really well, and he's got good people around him as well.
Well, how do you make out about the division and the way it's shaping up now? There's not a great deal, I know we've talked about this before, between sort of mid-table and the bottom of the league. It's really congested in there. But I suppose there is an opportunity for this football club now to continue moving upwards, isn't there?
Yeah, because the number of games that are left. We want to see how far we've come, how far we can go, and we're going to be pushing them all the way. Because that's how you test people, that's how you test where you are. You know, I know everybody, we started reasonably well and then we had that form, and then, you know, the doom clouds gather and everything else. But when you look at the clubs that are down, you know, below halfway, it's quite scary, you know. I'm going to a game tomorrow when you look at, you know, Wolves and where Watford are, you know, and 12 months ago you could have flipped that round. And that's this division, that's how crazy it is. And I've said, you know, I hate it with a passion because I hate the unpredictability about it.
Yeah, and that is going to continue, I suspect, as the seasons go on, isn't it? It has been this way for a long time now. You know all about the unpredictability of the division. I suppose it shows that if you can keep growing and can keep progressing, that you can achieve. I mean, Watford have had a bit of a quick turnaround, haven't they? But other clubs have built gradually.
Not really, because don't forget, Watford have been in the Premiership, just like this club. You know, they went up and then they come back down again, and then they've had lots of new owners, lots of, you know, problems from behind the scenes, and now they're starting to come again. You know, their problem isn't this season. Their problem is going to be next season. You know, they're going to buy another club from abroad and bring on a player. I don't know. It's and they've done nothing wrong. You know, that's the rules. So it's no point having a go at it, because if the rules are there, then use them. You know, I've used it many times with, you know, when I got someone like Craig Bellamy. You know, it's a rule. I didn't make him, and neither did Watford. So. And they're benefiting from that now. Their problem will probably come next year or something like that. What's going to happen then when the rules have changed? But it's a tough division. And everybody's trying to get to that holy grail that we're all trying to get it. And some people will try and get there with spending lots of money. And other people go about it in the way that they think is right.
Nottingham Forest have had three managers this season, yet still hold quite a healthy position in the table. What does that tell you?
Three of them, haven't I? Not two. I think Billy going back, he seems to be the fans' choice. You can't say whether he's turned it round, because it's only a few games. But they've had it coming off the back of a couple of good results, and you know we'll have to do what we always do. We'll have to be aware of what their strengths are and try and utilise all our strengths to try and win the game.
Do you think it'll be like last time, a tight contest that will be decided by the odd goal?
I really don't know. I mean, you know, we're at home, where it's up to us to try and get the points, which we'll try and do. They'll be confident, we're confident. So the ingredients are all there for a good game. And I hope it is, and I hope we're the ones that come out on top.